Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 20 Canadian-French Short Stories for Beginners by Duigo Mengio-Glu. Is a beginner-focused language learning reader built around short, accessible fiction. The book uses a dual language format that presents English alongside Canadian French, helping learners follow meaning without constantly reaching for a dictionary. Its purpose is practical: strengthen reading comprehension, grow everyday vocabulary, and build confidence by encountering French in complete, contextual sentences rather than isolated word lists. Because it is oriented to Canadian French, it is especially relevant to learners interested in the language as used in Canada, where some vocabulary choices and expressions can differ from other French varieties. The short story structure supports steady, low-pressure progress, making it suitable for self-study or as a supplement to a class. As with many readers in this category, the emphasis is on reading and understanding, with the expectation that learners may pair it with other resources for grammar study or pronunciation practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dual language layout for immediate comprehension support. A core strength of a dual language reader is the ability to confirm meaning instantly while staying immersed in the target language. By placing English and Canadian French together, the book reduces the friction that often derails beginners stopping frequently, losing the thread of a story, and turning reading into a slow decoding exercise. Instead, learners can read the French first, then glance at the English when needed, or reverse the process depending on confidence. This supports a realistic learning rhythm where comprehension remains high enough to be motivating. The format also encourages noticing, where readers compare how the same idea is expressed in each language and start to internalize common patterns, word order, and everyday phrasing. Because the learning happens within complete sentences, new vocabulary is reinforced by context, which tends to be more memorable than flashcards alone. Over time, learners can rely less on the English side and use it mainly as a check, turning the book into a bridge from assisted reading to more independent reading. Secondly, short stories as a manageable path to consistent practice. Short stories are well suited to beginners because they provide a clear start and finish without demanding long attention spans or advanced stamina. A learner can complete a single piece in one sitting, which creates frequent feelings of progress and reduces the temptation to abandon the book halfway through. This structure also supports repetition. Rereading a story becomes practical, and rereading is one of the most effective ways to consolidate vocabulary and improve reading speed. With each pass, learners typically recognize more words automatically and spend less time translating in their head. The collection format offers variety while keeping difficulty approachable, which helps maintain engagement. From a study planning perspective, the book naturally supports a routine such as one story per day or a few stories per week, paired with light follow-up work like underlining new words or writing a brief summary. The result is a sustainable practice loop that strengthens comprehension through frequent, low-stakes exposure rather than occasional overwhelming reading sessions. Thirdly, exposure to Canadian French vocabulary and usage. The book positions itself specifically around Canadian French, an important distinction for learners whose goals involve Canada or Canadian media and daily life. While French remains mutually intelligible across regions, learners often encounter differences in word choice, idioms, and everyday expressions. A Canadian French-oriented reader helps learners become comfortable with that local flavor early, so the language they absorb aligns with their intended context. This matters not only for recognition, but also for confidence. Learners can feel less surprised when they later encounter Canadian French phrasing outside of textbooks that default to other varieties. The dual language setup can make these differences easier to notice because the English line provides a stable reference point while the French line demonstrates a Canadian French way of expressing the same idea. For beginners, the key benefit is not mastering regional nuance in detail, but building familiarity and reducing uncertainty. The result is a reading experience that supports practical goals such as traveling, studying, or working in Canada, where real-world exposure may reflect Canadian French usage. Fourthly, learning through context instead of isolated translation. Beginners often try to learn a language by collecting individual words, but isolated vocabulary can be hard to activate in real reading and conversation. Story-based reading shifts learning toward context, showing how words behave in sentences and how meaning is carried by phrasing rather than single terms. In a dual language story collection, learners can infer meaning from plot and situation, then use the English as a confirmation tool rather than a crutch. This supports deeper learning because a word becomes connected to actions, descriptions, and cause and effect sequences. Readers also repeatedly encounter high-frequency function words and common sentence structures that form the backbone of comprehension. Even without explicit grammar lessons, seeing patterns recur in meaningful contexts helps learners internalize them. The stories thereby create natural repetition across everyday language, which can improve reading fluency. For self-study, This approach pairs well with simple habits like keeping a notebook of recurring phrases, marking sentences that feel useful, and revisiting them later to reinforce practical language chunks. Lastly, effective self-study tool with clear limits for speaking and pronunciation. A dual language reader is especially effective for independent learners because it supplies built-in support. The learner does not need to search for translations or rely on external glossaries to understand the text. This encourages more reading time and reduces frustration, which is crucial in the beginner stage. The book can also complement classroom learning by providing extra input that is enjoyable and controllable in difficulty. However, the strengths of this format are primarily in reading comprehension and vocabulary recognition. Like many story-based readers, it does not inherently train pronunciation, listening comprehension, or spontaneous speaking. Learners aiming for balanced proficiency typically benefit from pairing reading with audio exposure and basic pronunciation practice, using external resources as needed. The advantage is that reading can become the anchor habit. It builds a large base of words and patterns that later makes listening and speaking easier. Used intentionally, the book functions as a reliable, low-barrier practice resource that helps beginners accumulate the kind of repeated, comprehensible exposure that language progress depends on. In conclusion, this book best fits beginners who want a structured but low-pressure way to read Canadian French with consistent comprehension support. It is also a practical choice for self-learners who find traditional textbooks too abstract, as well as learners in classes who want additional reading that reinforces vocabulary and sentence patterns. The main benefits are steady growth in reading confidence, improved ability to recognize everyday words in context, and a clearer feel for how meaning is built across full sentences. Because the stories are short, the collection supports realistic routines and makes rereading easy, which is a major driver of fluency gains. Compared with many general French readers, its Canadian French focus gives it a clearer identity for learners targeting Canada, helping them build familiarity with usage aligned to that environment. It stands out most as an accessible entry point into sustained reading, combining immediate translation support with the motivation of story completion. Readers who also want stronger speaking and listening outcomes can use the book as a foundation and add audio-based practice and basic grammar review alongside it, turning the reading habit into a broader learning system. If you would like to support Duigo Menjioglu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.